Jesus taught the people from the beach, and so many people pressed together upon him that he had to get into a boat and address the crowd from standing in the boat, as they were all on the shore. And he spoke a lot of things to them in parables, that's stories that have got a deeper meaning. And he told the parable of the sower. He said, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the birds came and ate them up. Some seed fell on rocky places where they didn't have much earth, and when the sun came up, they were scorched. And because they didn't have any root, they withered away. Some seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up quickly and choked them, stopped them growing. But other seeds fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100 times, some 60 times, and some 30 times. And then Jesus cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. His disciples asked Jesus, saying, what does this parable of the sower mean? And he explained, to you it's given to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the others outside I speak in parables, so that they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now you understand what the meaning of this parable is. The seed is the word of God, that's the gospel. And those by the wayside are those who hear it, but then the enemy comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Those on the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root in themselves, and so they believe just for a while, but when tribulation and trouble comes along, they fall away. And those who are like the seed that was sown amongst the thorns are those who, once they've heard the gospel, go out and are choked with all the cares and the pleasures and the riches and worries of this life. And so they don't bring forth good fruit. And that's just how it is, that all the cares and the worries of all this life can seem so important, so that the things of the gospel and of God's word, the Bible, don't any longer have any interest in somebody's life. But the seed on the good ground are those people who, with honest and good hearts, hear the word, keep it, and keep on patiently bringing forth fruit. And he gave them another parable about seeds, saying, the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of heaven is another way of saying the kingdom of God. It's not the kingdom in heaven, but the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which is the smallest of all the seeds. And it's as if it's taken by a man and sowed in his field. But when it grows up, it becomes the biggest amongst all those kind of plants, and it becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come and make their nests in its branches.
I've always liked how Jesus says the birds of the air.
Yes, well, I think the idea is that it had such a little beginning, but in the end, as you grow spiritually, it's so that you actually will give blessing and a place of comfort and a place of shelter to others. And so although the things of this life might seem so small, yet if we respond to the word of the gospel, we will come to live forever in God's kingdom, and we will be like a tree that's giving shelter to other birds.
And if then, and we also give super shelter always to our birds, because the birds make the nest and they're going to live forever, have their babies too.
Well, the birds are going to live in the nests in the tree. Maybe they're like the people of the world who we can give a place of blessing to. And of course, if they believe the gospel, then as you say, they will live forever. And Jesus gave them another parable. It was about weeds. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. And you remember from the parable of the sower that the good seed is the word of God. It is the gospel. So the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while he was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds amongst the wheat and went away. So when the blades of wheat started to spring up and bring forth fruit, the weeds grew up as well. So the servants of the man came and told him, "Didn't you sow good seed in your field? So from where then has it got these weeds?" "An enemy has done this," he said to them. And so his servants asked him, "Do you wish then that we go out and pull up those weeds?" But he said, "No, lest while you're gathering up the weeds, you might pull up the wheat with them as well. Let both grow together until the time of the harvest, and then I will say to the reapers, gather together first the weeds, bind them in bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." Now after this, when Jesus had sent the multitude away and come into the house, the disciples came to him and asked him, "Please explain to us what you meant by the parable of the weeds." So when they were alone, Jesus replied, "He that sows the good seed is the Son of Man," that's Jesus. "The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom," that's us, in God's mercy, "but the weeds are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil, the false accuser, the enemy. The harvest is the end of the world. The reapers are the angels, or the end of the age. The reapers are the angels. So, as the weeds are gathered and burnt up in fire, so will it be at the end of this age. The Son of Man, Jesus, will send forth his angels, like the reapers, and they will gather out of his kingdom, out of his field, everything that offends, and those who do evil, and they shall be thrown into a furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth," people banging their teeth because they realise the great eternal future that they have missed. "Then the righteous will shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has ears to hear, let him hear." So from that parable we understand that we cannot judge. If we think, "No, that person is a bad person, that person is a weed," well, in trying to get rid of them, you might also damage some of the wheat. And the point is that it's not for us to judge people. And that's why Jesus said, "Don't you do it. I'll send out my reapers, who are the angels, at the end of the age, and that's when there'll be the judgment." So that also means that we grow up together spiritually, maybe next door to people who are the weeds, with people who might appear to be believers, but they're not. And in the end, you cannot tell. But what we know is that in the end, there will be a righteous judgment. Jesus again developed this idea in the next parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like a net that was cast into the sea, and it enclosed all kinds of fish. And when it was full, they dragged it to shore, sat down, put the good into buckets, but threw the bad fish away. And so it will be at the end of the age. The angels shall come forth and separate the wicked from the just." So then, we are, as it were, caught in the net of the gospel. And we're right next door to the bad fish. But it's not for us to judge. When Jesus comes again, then there will be the judgment. And then he, through the angels, will decide and divide the good from the bad. Now that doesn't mean that we shouldn't watch our friends. We should be careful. We should try to have close friendships with those who also love the things of God's kingdom. And also, when we go out and preach, we are like fishermen throwing our net into the sea. Or we're like the sower sowing the seed. And it's going to have all kinds of different response. And when the net is full, when the full number of the believers have come in, then Jesus will come back. So the quicker we spread the gospel, the quicker Jesus will come back.
And a fish and a net was going somewhere and was catching a bad fish and they're eating a bad fish. And the good fish died and then lived.
Well, yes, it's just a parable. So we're going to be like the good fish who are useful to God and to Jesus. And we'll be kept and the others will be thrown away.